Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly clear this evening. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a pleasant night for those out and about in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a light breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, the Board of Peace demands that Israel comply with a Gaza ceasefire. This follows warnings from Israeli officials about escalating activity if launches do not stop within 72 hours, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, ahead of his visit to the U.S., a pro-Palestinian organization is demanding the arrest of Jerusalem's deputy mayor. Walla reported Justin that the Hindriyab Foundation has approached the U.S. Department of Justice with accusations of war crimes. Also this hour, a new right-wing party in Israel is being launched by Ofer Winter alongside Yosef, according to I-24 News earlier today. Separately, in the Michigan Senate race, there are questions about whether AIPAC will financially support Mike Rogers against Abdul El-Sayed. JTA provided this update earlier today. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing. Syria called the strike unjustified, while Israel defended its action. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced 4 hours ago that representatives of the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This decision follows anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Balaz News reported earlier today that Israeli Foreign Minister, with the approval of Prime Minister Netanyahu, has ordered Dutch diplomats to leave Israel within a week in response to the Dutch ban on trade in products from Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Board of Peace's call for a ceasefire compliance. According to the Jerusalem Post, Israeli officials have given a 72-hour ultimatum for the halt of kite attacks from Gaza. Failure to comply could lead to a significant escalation of Israeli military actions. This heightens tensions in the region and raises concerns for civilian safety in Gaza. Turning to the situation involving Jerusalem's deputy mayor, Walla reports that the Hindriyab Foundation has made serious accusations of war crimes against him. This move comes amid heightened tensions as the deputy mayor prepares for his U.S. visit. The demand might affect diplomatic relations between Israel and the U.S. Meanwhile, Ofer Winter's new party is seen as a significant move in Israeli politics. I-24 News notes that Winter's alliance with Yosef could reshape the political landscape, appealing to right-wing voters. This development indicates potential shifts in future policy directions. On the international front, the Michigan Senate race draws attention to AIPAC's role. As reported by JTA, GOP candidate Mike Rogers has requested that the pro-Israel lobby refrain from direct campaign spending. This highlights the complex dynamics of U.S. politics concerning Israel. And finally, the Axios report on Syria and Israel seeking to defuse tensions marks a significant diplomatic effort. This follows an Israeli airstrike on a Syrian airbase, which Syria condemned as unjustified. Such diplomatic engagements are crucial to preventing further escalation in the region. On the economic front, first, Smart Shooter has reported a backlog of $51.6 million after a surge in new orders. According to Tech, the U.S. market accounts for the majority of these contracts, showcasing a strong international demand for Israeli technology. Separately, a book by a Haredi rabbi has reached first place in Amazon sales. Israel Hayom Business reports that the book, co-authored by a senior AI engineer, offers practical tools for personal development, reflecting a unique crossover between technology and spirituality. And finally, defense industries are shifting their focus in engineer training. Walla Business highlights a trend towards integrating creativity with technology, driven by the need for rapid market adaptability and the influence of artificial intelligence. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.